everyone. Welcome back to Unzip, where we crack open the latest AI and ML research and figure out what actually matters. I'm Skylar. And before we dive in, quick shout out to our sponsor, Limitless AI, more on them at the end. Today, we're unpacking five papers covering multimodal evaluation, AI agent security, remote sensing, text detoxification for low resource languages, and whether code agents actually need more structure to do their jobs better. Let's get into it. All right, first up, we have perception rubrics, and this one is tackling a problem that I think a lot of us have quietly noticed, but maybe haven't talked about enough, the fact that our benchmark scores keep going up, but the models still feel weirdly brittle in the real world. Like, the numbers say great, but then you throw something slightly unusual at the model and it just falls apart. So what's going on? The argument here is that most multimodal evaluation, meaning evaluation that involves both images and text, relies on holistic semantic matching. Basically, you compare a model's description to a reference description and ask, are these roughly the same? And the problem is that approach is too coarse. It misses fine-grained perceptual details. The paper introduces perception rubrics, which shifts to what they call atomic auditing. Instead of one big holistic comparison, you break evaluation down into specific granular criteria, little atomic checks. Did the model get the color right? The spatial relationship? The count of objects? Each one gets its own rubric item. The dataset they built is pretty impressive, 1,038 information-dense images paired with over 12,000 instance-specific rubrics. And these rubrics weren't just handcrafted arbitrarily. They used something called a circular peer review consensus pipeline to build golden captions first, basically having multiple reviewers validate each other's work in a loop until there's strong agreement. Then from those golden captions, they distilled a dual-stream system of must-R criteria and other rubric types. The must-R stream captures things a correct description absolutely must include. If you're an ML practitioner building or evaluating vision language models, this is directly relevant. It means that if your model is scoring well on existing benchmarks, but you're seeing real-world failures, you might be measuring the wrong things. Perception rubrics gives you a much finer-grained lens, and that granularity is exactly what you need to diagnose where perception is actually breaking down. This is the kind of evaluation infrastructure that the field has genuinely needed for a while.
Okay, paper two, and this one is kind of alarming in the best possible way. It's called Agent Native Immune System, and it's about AI security, but specifically for autonomous AI agents.
Now, when we talk about agents here, we mean AI systems that go beyond just answering questions. They have persistent memory, they can use tools, they can collaborate with other agents, and they operate over long-time horizons. Think of something like an AI coding assistant that can actually run code, browse documentation, and call external APIs. The threat landscape for these systems is fundamentally different from a static chatbot. The paper makes this really sharp observation. Current security mechanisms are mostly external to the agent's reasoning loop. Things like perimeter security, firewalls, access controls, or training time alignment, trying to make the model behave safely during training. But if the agent is actively reasoning and acting in the world, an attacker doesn't need to break through a firewall. They can poison the agent's memory, manipulate the tools it's calling, or exploit the communication protocols between multiple agents in a network. And a perfectly aligned agent is still vulnerable to these runtime attacks because alignment happens at training time, not during live execution. The paper proposes an agent-native immune system, the key word being native, meaning it lives inside the agent's active reasoning loop rather than sitting outside it. They lay out an architecture, a taxonomy of threat types, and engineering principles for building this kind of defense in. The taxonomy alone is valuable. They systematically categorize the different ways agents can be attacked at runtime, which is exactly the kind of structured thinking practitioners need when designing secure agentic systems. If you're building with LLM agents right now, this paper should be on your reading list. The industry is moving fast toward agentic AI, and the security assumptions we inherited from traditional software and even from chatbot AI are simply not sufficient anymore. Paper 3 takes us somewhere pretty different, literally from orbit. RSICCLLM is about remote sensing image change captioning, which is the task of looking at two satellite or aerial images taken at different times and generating a natural language description of what changed. Think urban development, deforestation, flood damage. This has real applications in environmental monitoring, disaster response, urban planning. The problem the paper addresses is that most existing methods for this task use conventional deep learning architectures that just don't have enough capacity to capture fine-grained changes. And while large language models and multimodal modal LMs have been incredibly successful in general domains, you can't just take those techniques and drop them into remote sensing without problems. The data is scarce, the visual patterns are very different from everyday photos, and you need fine-grained spatial reasoning that generic models aren't optimized for. RSICCLLM is their answer,
a multimodal large language model specifically designed and post-trained for this task. The post-training part is important. They're taking existing large model capacity and adapting it carefully to the remote sensing domain rather than training from scratch. They address the data scarcity problem with domain-specific data augmentation and fine-tuning strategies. For practitioners in geospatial AI or anyone working with satellite imagery, this is a meaningful step forward. The fact that they're bringing LLM-scale reasoning to this task opens up much richer descriptions of change. Not just there are more buildings, but potentially nuanced, context-aware descriptions that could feed into downstream analysis pipelines. The transfer of post-training techniques from general domains into specialized scientific domains like remote sensing is a broader trend worth watching. All right, paper four, and I love this one because it highlights work that often gets overlooked.
The TakeToxa system is about text detoxification for the Tatar language. And text detoxification means automatically detecting and rewriting harmful or abusive content to make it less toxic while preserving the original meaning. This is obviously important for content moderation, for keeping online spaces safe. But here's the thing, almost all the research on this has been done for high-resource languages like English. Tatar is a Turkic language spoken primarily in Russia, with several million speakers, and it's considered low-resource in the NLP world, meaning there's not a lot of training data, not a lot of pre-existing tools. The paper presents TakeToxa, and they claim it's state-of-the-art for Tatar text detoxification. What's particularly interesting is their comparative evaluation. They benchmark against existing open-source LLMs and proprietary commercial models, and TakeToxa outperforms them on key metrics. That's a meaningful result because it shows that targeted, language-specific engineering can beat generic large models even when those models are massively bigger. The Tatar case is also interesting linguistically because the language has morphological complexity. It's agglutinative, meaning words are formed by stacking suffixes, which creates challenges for tokenization and for models trained primarily on languages with different structure. For ML practitioners, the broader lesson here is about the methodology for tackling low-resource language tasks. The combination of targeted data collection, transfer learning, and domain-specific evaluation. And frankly, it's a reminder that the global population of people using languages other than English deserves safety tools that actually work for their communities. And our fifth paper today is one that I think is going to resonate strongly with anyone who's worked on code generation or LM-based software engineering. It's called How Much Static Structure Do Code Agents Need? And it's investigating a specific problem. When LLM-based code agents navigate large code bases, they typically do it through keyword search. They search for relevant functions, files, class names, and keyword search is inherently stochastic. It misses the actual structural relationships that define how software works.
Call graphs, which function calls which. Inheritance hierarchies, how classes relate to each other. Configuration dependencies. These are the things that experienced software engineers use to actually understand a code base, and code agents are largely blind to them. The result is that agent navigation is not only error-prone but also non-reproducible. You run the same agent on the same task twice, and it might explore completely different parts of the codebase. The key idea in this paper is what they call deterministic anchoring, using lightweight static analysis to inject stable structural facts into the agent's context. Static analysis here means program analysis that doesn't run the code, just reads it and extracts structural information. They represent these anchors as plain text comments injected into the agent's context, which is elegant because it doesn't require changing the agent architecture at all. The findings are really interesting. Even lightweight static structure significantly improves both task performance and reproducibility. For practitioners building code agents or working on repository-level code understanding, this is actionable today.
You don't need a whole new architecture. You just need to pre-process your code base with static analysis tools and feed that structure to your agent. It's one of those papers where the insight is simple, but the implications are broad. And that's a wrap on today's five papers. Huge thanks to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show. They're building tools to help you remember everything. And if you're trying to keep up with the pace of AI research, that's not a bad superpower to have. Links to all five papers are in the show notes, so go check them out. If you're finding Unzip useful, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It genuinely helps the show grow and keeps me motivated to keep doing this. I'll see you next time.